top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
I'm a New Yorker. I've known Trump's a bully for a long time. This is not news to me or anyone else here. And I know how to take him on.
There's no second chance.
Don't back down in the face of a bully. Confront him. Take him on. I'm Bill de Blasio, and I'm running for president because it's time we put working people first.
Mm-hmm. Then there were 23.
23.
That's
incredible.
Democratic candidates now for president of the United States. Now, I get that there's a lot of energy on the other side. Republicans, I think there's a lot of Republicans who are, you know, like they got a very, very unique president. And some of them love the idea of the unique president. Then there's a few others who feel a little like they got appendicitis. Like, I don't know quite.
Like the party's been hijacked a little bit.
Yeah. How do I feel about this? I'm not quite sure how I feel about it. But well, you know, we got the tax cut. Oh, we're getting judges. Oh, we're getting judges. And then the Alabama thing happens. They go, well, I didn't expect that to happen. I mean, there are a lot of sort of centrist Republicans who are like, I don't know. And they have no place left in their party. But that's what we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But that's sort of where it is. Now, on the left, it is like a cavalry charge. Everybody who's ever been, and anybody who's even voted Democratic is trying to run for president. This is not going to work, my friends. See, what happens is you end up with crazy town. That's what happened with the Republicans last time.
Totally. Because how do you get any sort of attention to your agenda, who you are, when you have this many people? It makes people want to act out and be a little crazy. Like you saw the Beto O'Rourke doing the haircut thing. He's got the video out of him getting a haircut today. I don't know that we need to see that. I don't know how that helps us know that he's a qualified guy for president.
It doesn't. It doesn't create... Getting a haircut does not qualify you for anything.
It didn't help me.
It really doesn't. I don't understand why the... and I get, you know, you got this Tom Perez who's running the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
The more the merrier. They all have to say that. They have to say it. Turns out the most recent poll, Biden has an 18-point lead over the goof from Vermont.
Bernie Sanders is the one you're referring to.
Mm-hmm. But the problem you have, though, is you never know if somebody catches fire and it gets split 24 different ways. So what does that mean? That means if there's 24 people at the end of this or 25, that means somebody with 5% can win. If it gets split evenly.
It's got to shake out at some point.
Well,
you just wonder how dirty it's going to get and how nasty it's going to get in order to differentiate. That's the part that do you emerge kind of hurt in the process.
One thing is for sure. Bill de Blasio does not like Donald Trump.
No, and I think vice versa.
Here you are.
Okay.
Trump Tower is an example of a big building owned by a rich guy that is causing a lot of pollution, a lot of emissions. We're saying in New York City we have the toughest law in the world, saying we're going to hold landlords accountable for the emissions from their buildings because we must deal with global warming now. I believe in the Green New Deal, and we're making it happen right here in New York City.
What the is he talking about? That's his problem with Donald Trump? Is the building has a bad emission standard? That's the problem? Oh my God.
Right. People were shouting liar, liar through the windows at GMA because it's filmed in New York and he is the mayor of New York and they were not happy that he's running for president. They're like, fix the subway.
Yeah.
So and so.
Yeah.
There's some signs up there that I can't repeat, but they were very unhappy about what he's doing there.
Well, I'm sure that's, you know, those are undoubtedly political operatives because anybody who knew he
kind
was
of they
be
said they took a poll though 76% of New Yorkers say he absolutely should not run for president.
Right.
There are too many issues here. We're not on board with this whole thing. We're not supporting you in your hometown the day you announced. That's not a great sign.
Yeah, right. He should go. He should go back to his day job. Although I think a lot of New Yorkers don't want him to go back to his day job either. So I don't exactly know what to do with that. You know, Rahm would make the perfect 25th right now, wouldn't he?
Well, maybe he'll still get in.
All right. Checking in at
number four.
The president today unveiled his new plan to reform immigration. It's going to be a points-based program where he's going to let people in, not just because he doesn't want a bunch of poor people running around here and, you know, making the place smell funny. He doesn't want any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't want any of that. He wants skilled labor, and it's just about time as far as he's concerned.
Like Canada and so many other modern countries, we create an easy-to-navigate points-based selection system. You will get more points for being a younger worker, meaning you will contribute more to our social safety net. You will get more points for having a valuable skill, an offer of employment, an advanced education, or a plan to create jobs.
You have to submit a plan. How am I going to create a job? Let me think. Hold on. I got a plan. Oh, man. Did the
supermodels get special treatment?
Yeah, I'm just wondering now, did Melania's parents do any of that? What did they do?
He went to crack down.
To promote integration, assimilation, and national unity, future immigrants will be required to learn English and to pass a civics exam prior to admission.
Someone get the chisel. We need to change the Statue of Liberty.
Immigrants, go home. Country's full.
Unless you are very beautiful European women or super smart. I don't know how long that sentence would be.
I want to say there's a lot of hot Asian women, too. Just ask Bob Kraft. He'll tell you. We'll take them from there, too. Maybe even South America, but deep South America, where they look like white people. Is there more? Oh, my God, there's more.
The White House plan makes no change to the number of green cards allocated each year. But instead of admitting people through random chance, we will establish simple universal criteria for admission to the United States. No matter where in the world you're born, no matter who your relatives are, if you want to become an American citizen, it will be clear exactly what standard we ask you to achieve. It will be made crystal clear.
How come that sounds menacing when he says it like that?
Crystal clear.
It will be crystal clear. Like the crystal we're going to shove up your nose if you don't answer the questions properly. And when I say nose, I don't mean nose. All right.
So this immigration plan is just a dead on arrival thing, right? I mean, no one's, it's not going to pass, and Democrats aren't going to come to the table to say, hey, we're on board with this. There's no way. It's sort of a tool.
He even said it. Don't say tool. He even said that this is really about, if they don't come to the table, then obviously, you know, we'll get this passed when we win back the House next year.
Right.
That's his whole thing. This is all a campaign thing. That's all he's doing, setting it up. And that Democrats don't want skilled labor in America. They want they want poor people that they can turn into their voters. They can cheat and vote and do all that sort of stuff. That's been the argument of Rush Limbaugh for 25 years, essentially. And a lot of people on the right. So he's just picking up on that. It's really ultimately what's happening here. But it's just going to tell you. I just think it is really funny that his in-laws just made citizens.
Through chain migration.
Through a chain migration thing, which he wants to get rid of.
Where he wants to half it. I mean, knock it in half at least. I mean, really, really drastically reduce how many people come through that way.
And what is when? And you need to have a skill. You'd be younger. Well, Melania was younger when she got here.
So she'd pass on that.
Mm-hmm. She has.
Speak
she,
English.
She has Did a she? Skill.
I think she might have. Mm-hmm. She speaks six languages or something.
Right.
So she might have. That would have been okay.
Fine. She again, he based it on what could get her into the country. She passed all of those things. Anything less than that, forget about it. Not interested. Get out. I wonder how the farmers feel about that. Who are already getting squeezed.
How they feel about the
labor. Because farmers need hardworking folks that are stoop laborers, and people willing to work with their hands. And
You don't see a lot of native-born people applying for those jobs or showing up and doing those jobs.
No, but you do see people from around the world wanting a shot at being in America taking those jobs. So, and people go, well, that's unfair. That's terrible what we're doing to those people. All right, well, then pay $45 for a grape. I don't care. Whatever you want to do. I don't like grapes that much. All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, 1. But first, Kim, what's happening at the bottom of the hour?
President Trump unveils a merit-based immigration plan.
Is Amazon spying on your kids? Why parents are concerned that smart speakers could violate a child's privacy. It's tonight's cover story on WGN-TV News at 9 o'clock. Ro, are you there?
Top 5-5 continues. Here we are. Here we go. Couldn't figure out why I couldn't hear myself. Tell you why. Because the button wasn't pushed. That's why.
Oh.
Who's responsible for that?
You.
Oh, that's right. Top 5 continues.
Number 3. Someone saved my life
tonight. Sugar Bear. The Elton John biopic Rocket Man premieres today at the Cannes Film Festival. No relation.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that Elton hasn't seen the movie yet.
No? Ooh.
So this will be the first time he's going.
I would think he'd want to have control of some sort, like DeVito stuff.
You would kind of think that, but it turns out that no, he did not do that. And so Taron Egerton, who plays Elton John, explains why.
He hasn't seen it yet, and I'm apprehensive about him seeing it, of course, but only because it's been so much work. I have, you know, great faith in the film, and I think Dexter, our director, has done the most incredible job. And I think he'll love it. He's heard the music, and he has been incredibly positive about it. He and I are friends, and, you know, I think he knows that I'm very serious about my job. And, you know, we've assembled a really great team of filmmakers, and I think he knows that his story is in good hands.
How nervous is this guy?
He's totally.
He's, like, making excuses already. I'm worried now.
I think he'll really love it, I think.
Yeah. I mean, what does that mean?
Hey, I've heard him sing Elton John's song in the movie Sing, and he knocked it out of the park. So I think he'll do a great job.
Yeah, but why is he so nervous, though?
Because he really looks up to Elton John.
Okay, I get that. But
I
why
would
is
be
he
nervous?
So, well, I mean, the thing about this movie. This is the movie I've been waiting for since 1975, essentially. So I don't know how to wrap my brain around whether this is going to be good or bad. Because I thought that the Queen thing was okay. Richard Roper hated it. Richard Roper will be here a little bit later on to talk about movies coming out. But I didn't hate it, but I just thought, okay, it's a great story. The Freddie Mercury story is an amazing story. And they didn't really, you know, they just kind of gave it a sort of a Disneyfication, if you will. And then the Elton John thing, that's a great, where they're trying to, the scope of the life that they're trying to take right here,
mm-hmm.
It's not like from stem to stern. It's like how he and Bernie Taupin met each other. They had this huge, who was his lyricist, they had this huge ride in the early 1970s and then split up because Elton went like bat bleep crazy in like 76.
Yeah.
And that was the whole, like, there was like a 5-year run that was amazing. And so this is where the movie takes place about all of those things. At least that's what we're being told.
Yeah.
And that would be really interesting stuff.
I'm sort of mad at Elton John today because if he was one of the people that vouched for Conrad Black and that President Trump specifically mentioned his character reference as part of the reason why he was moved to pardon him. It's the guy who defrauded a newspaper chain. Told the Chicago Sun-Times that there was no money for anything while he, allegedly, was taking the money for himself.
Oh, it wasn't alleged. He was convicted of it.
He was convicted of it. You're right. And they didn't have enough money to run the escalators because it was electricity bills were too high.
That's really...
But no, he's got great, great character.
Yeah. Sentenced to 7 years.
And then it was cut into to 3.5 years.
All right. Okay.
Neither here.
All right. So you know what? All right.
John, for doing that.
Yeah. I hope you don't enjoy your movie. I hope you enjoy your movie tonight.
Number 2.
An episode of The Family Guy takes on Sean Hannity.
Even Sean Hannity's talking about us.
He's a weird looking guy. Put up a picture of Sean Hannity.
Can we do that?
Yeah, Tosh does it all the time. Put it up.
Yeah, he does look weird.
Yeah, who does he look like?
I'm seeing Mr. Doubtfire.
High sodium Superman?
He looks like an angry face drawn on a thumb.
Or the mayor who won't close the beaches in Jaws.
Yeah, but either way, he's that Little League coach the parents hope their kids don't get. Trust me on this. Strip club lunch regular.
All right, that was fun.
All right. Oh, man. This is where we are in the popular media culture. And that's the Family Guy's on Fox, is it not?
Yeah. Yes. Makes fun of Fox all the time, too.
Yeah. And finally,
number one.
Oh my God, congratulations. We have a new brother in sound here in Chicago. Ooh. Sibling in sound.
Who's that?
Todd Stroger.
Oh, one
remember
of your favorites.
Him? He used to be the Cook County Board president because his dad was. Remember that moment?
I do. I remember his dad was sick and we didn't get to know what condition he was in until after his son took over his job.
Mm-hmm. He'd been a state rep, he'd been an alderman, sort of born into it. Never seemed to have the passion for it, though. Never
you
really,
think?
Yeah. I got the sense that he really didn't want any of those jobs. But that's just, you know, it's a family business, and that's what he was going to do. But now, he's going to be a morning show talk show host. And he's going to learn how easy this job really is. Although, I will say that when he was the county board president,
yeah,
he did have a couple of moments of rhetorical comedy that was unintentional.
In recent years, economic experts have coined the phrase food dessert to support their concern for a lack of quality grocery shopping options for people living in poor neighborhoods. Well, I'm concerned that without Provident Hospital, and with Michael Reese and other hospitals having problems, Chicago Southside might become a hospital dessert. I should say desert. That's why I reject calls for Provident to be closed in favor of the hospital's continued focus providing an inpatient, acute, I'm going to skip that word. Testify before committees and actively lobby for a brand new law to effectuate that transfer.
Smooth on the mic. That's incredible.
That man was the county board president.
Wow.
Makes Tony Preckwinkle look like George Washington. Actually, when I stopped to think about it, Tony Preckwinkle does look a little like George Washington.
Yeah.
All right.
What's wrong with dessert?
I don't know. Well, he realized that the food desert. Well, it was like food. It must be dessert. That must be that word.
Right, that goes together.
And then he gets to the hospital. Then he gets to the hospital dessert, and he's like, "Wait, hold on. Hospital desserts are really bad.
It's Jello and what, like custard and stuff.
Yeah,
pudding.
Yeah, it's pudding.
That's all you get.
Maybe a little cake. Not even a cake. Just some square blob of white stuff that you're like, I don't know. Is it sweet? I don't know what it is.
But those, it turns out, are okay. It's the food deserts.
Yes,
like.
That was where the problem is. I think it's time to close this thing up.
The top five at five.